And so let's sing, "Search Me, O God, Know My Heart." And then we will be dismissed soon. That's in our hard-covered book, I know.
216.
Say again, please.
216.
216. Thank you. First, but I just want to encourage you right now. What is it of the past that the devil keeps throwing back at you? Have you repented? Did you put it under the blood? Were you sincere? Well, then leave it there. Leave it there. Don't let the devil toy with you about these things any longer. Don't let them hold you back from being the best that you can be for God now and in the future. And we know how the devil works, and we know that he loves to do this. Throw things in our face as though we haven't been forgiven, as though we'll never be able to fulfill, that we've messed up our life beyond repair. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. And so let's take our stand on the Word of God. Maybe you want to write down on this date. This was settled. Devil can't. Problems may come in my life. Has nothing to do with what I did in the past. I know that I'm forgiven, and that God is cleansing me, and that God has great things in store for me if I'll put Him first in my life. Praise God. Okay, last verse. Thanks.
Holy Ghost, revive all comes from me.
Lord, we put everything under the blood by your grace. Enable us, Lord. Grant us true repentance, Lord. And Jesus, then give us faith. Faith that God receives the sacrifice of a broken, a contrite heart. And we pray for cleansing. We pray for renewing. We pray, Lord, for the joy of the Lord to be restored to us. Because that joy is our strength that will keep us fighting the battles of the Lord. Lord, if there's anything in our life that the enemy can use against us, Jesus, we pray, put your finger upon those things and let there be a real giving everything to God. We commit ourselves to you for this day now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your attention.
That will receive the